Okay, here's our assignment. Do your daily practice. I think the most important question facing humanity is the universe a friendly place? This is the first and most basic question all people must answer for themselves. Albert Einstein. Today, pay special attention to how you're guided and supported by a friendly life. All right, here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is
Hi
Elizabeth
there.
from Florida.
Hello.
Hello, first time I did it.
Yes, you did. And that's no small feat in these difficult technology times, not to
Yes.
mention emotional times.
Yes, and
Yes,
I'm
what are you
not
seeing?
the fastest. This is not the fastest person, a bit slow.
It seems not. You might have to revise your opinions there.
Okay. Well, I'm very happy to be with you, and I wanted to thank you. And yeah, I'm enjoying a blue sky over me and some clouds. Yeah.
Me too. Me too. We're having
And
parallel experiences.
yes, and nice water, beautiful, clear water. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have that unless I turn on the tap. So
Okay.
what are you seeing here?
That the universe is like breathing well, no? Breathing easier.
Aha.
Clearer. The sky is clearer. The air is clearer.
Aha. Aha. So
Getting
that
more clarity.
say that again.
Getting more clarity.
Getting more clarity. And is that a physical clarity as well as a mental, emotional, spiritual more clarity?
Emotional, more clarity, yes. Spiritual, yeah. It feels like lighter. Yes.
All right. Well, that's are you making some recordings about that?
Yes, I do.
Good. Good. Because
No matter what.
those are, yeah, exactly. Because there's always clarity is always available to us, isn't it? And
Yes.
that's what we're practicing with.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Don't be a
Yeah.
stranger.
Yeah, it's
Now that you
fun
know
to
how
be
easy it
together.
is.
Yes, it's easy now.
All right. Very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sherry. Thank you,
All right.
Ashwini.
Take care.
Yes.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Well, there was a new beginning, Sherry, and it looks like the report is friendly on the outside and inside.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing how we never connect that we are projecting.
Yeah. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's a hard one to catch on to, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. All right, here's our
Well,
next call.
there's a lot of emphasis by egocentric karmic conditioning, self-hate, to keep us from ever noticing that it projects negativity, and we're projecting the goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, Sherry Ashwini, it's Elizabeth.
Well, we are rich with Elizabeth. What are you seeing?
Okay, so I have a question about practicing and participating in this year-long retreat, but it also has to do with this question. Because I became aware of a belief operating that, it's okay to call into the show for like guidance or questions, or I need help, or I'm stuck in some way, or I need to get help. And you're not supposed to, it's not okay to call in to just, if you call in and just say like how well you're doing, then it's boasting. And there's a sensation that happens like in my abdomen, like stormy sea inside of there, like that I don't get a message that it's wrong, but I feel it in a sensation. So
that's right.
I want to question that and ask what is true.
Well, do you hear people calling in and reporting on what they're seeing and their insights and clarity and that sort of thing?
Oh, yes, I do.
And do they sound boastful to you, or do they sound like they're just letting us know how their practice is going, what they're currently working on, and what they're currently seeing?
Well, sometimes, you know, I like hearing, you know, what people, when they just seen something or they turned a corner on something, or it's great to hear. And there's another place where if for whatever reason it registers as people, as someone just saying how well they're doing, how wonderful everything is and how well they're doing or something like that, then that's what I notice this belief and this sensation.
That is not okay. Because people, especially little people, need to be focused on what's wrong with them so that they can continue to improve, so that eventually they can become the person they should be. And if anything is going well for them, that's just proving that they're not really paying attention. If you feel good about yourself, you're going to become conceited. You'll have a swelled head.
Pride goeth before a fall. Pride goeth before a fall. And be a humblebee, not a bumblebee.
Well, there's a lot of bogus crapola that people impart, especially, well, to one another whenever it's possible, and especially to children. Because we were all brainwashed with the same nonsense. And that, for me, definitely goes under the label of nonsense. Because here's the thing. In awareness practice, if I've got something going on, you know, I'm feeling really smug and better than other people, and thank God I am not as those, okay? It's going to be pointed out to me. I don't need a voice in my head to tell me that, because the voice in my head that's telling me that is the same voice that's making me smug. Right? So I can just go along through life being exactly as I am, trusting that I will get to see it all. It's a big workshop we're in.
Like this belief system, I feel like has me in lockdown and narrowed my possibilities such that I feel like I would never be allowed to just say how wonderful everything, you know, how wonderful everything is and how well I'm doing.
Elizabeth, there's one of those I grew up with, and I don't know how it played out in your family, but in mine it was called tempting the devil. If you say how well you're doing, it's like the devil goes, there's a person to get. I'm going to screw up that life. And that's the kind of belief that children take in because they don't know any different. But we know different. And so, so what you now get to do as the practitioner with the help of the mentor is, address those issues and help that conditioning to go bye-bye so that your stomach relaxes and you can enjoy your life at whole new levels.
Right, because it seems like...
Because otherwise, no matter how well you do and no matter how well your life is going, you still have to feel bad. Well, that's not a good deal.
Yeah, well, I just, according to the ego definition of what is the non-allowable boasting, I just wouldn't be allowed to share it in a public forum.
Well, get over that, okay? Just start sharing it in a public forum. If you're happy, what is that? If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. right? That's where that comes from, right? So if things are going well, hey, there's never been a time in the world when things going well and people being happy and grateful has not been a greater gift. Very, very few times, certainly in my lifetime, and I'm a whole lot older than you.
All right. Well, thanks. I'm glad I have some place to a forum to, you know, support for exploring beliefs. I don't want to be, like, attached to them at all.
No. We want to just write them down on a piece of paper and then record the voices in my head say blah, 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 and that's a lie. What's really true is, and then tell her what's really true.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome.
Okay, thank you, Ashwini. Bye for now.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
Bye for now.
You know, Shari, the thing that a process place that screams that, what you were looking at with Elizabeth, is simply what we do not see, that the focus on only one thing reinforces how we look at a thing. And it's the ignorance is the root cause of suffering. If I'm only allowed to do X, and I'm trained out of doing Y, the world of Y becomes invisible to me eventually. I don't get to see Y because I've been blinded to Y, you know? And so to recognize those places that I'm not allowed, and to, as you said, do it, keep doing it, just simply as a training to see something else, right? Another possibility, not to be limited, but to expand sight. Mm-hmm. That seems to be what we also do in awareness practice, which is where are we blind and where are we not seeing? We are not aware of that. And so bringing that into awareness makes us expansive, makes us all of what we are, not just what we're not.
Yes, not just what ego limits us to.
And, that's right.
And with the way you just laid that out, it's clear that why, in this case, is yes. And it's all of the good stuff. That's what ego wants to blind us to, so that we just stay in the same negativity.
Right, and X is negative. Yeah, right, X-ing everything, no to everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Isn't that good?
I don't know what Z is, but...
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll find out, but here's the other thing that dropped in, was that when we say something like a friendly universe, and clearly there are things that seem unfriendly, right, from a conditioned perspective, to basically look at it and go, where's the friendliness here? That's what that capacity to see why allows us to do. Because all I'm seeing is not friendly. I haven't discovered the friendliness in this unfriendly situation, and that's because I can't see it, not because it's not there.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes. It's yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's not being able to see violet.
Yes. Yeah. We know ultraviolet exists. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourselves?
Oh, wow. This is Justin. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hello, Justin.
Hi. Boy, this is great. It's the first time I'm calling in probably a year and a half.
I know. Let me say right now, Justin, it's wonderful to hear your voice.
Thank you. And I just wanted to thank you and Ashwini. I've been listening in the background, you know, last year's year-long retreat and then this one as well. And it's just been so helpful for me. I just wanted to check in. I mean, for me, it's... you know, it's kind of taken a back burner with life circumstances and whatnot. And, you know, today is a holiday and I have time and, you know, with COVID and whatnot, you know, they're kind of a new beginning. So I feel, you know, this is the time to call in. So just wanted to check in, say hi and, you know.
Well, what's so important to me and I bet to you about that is there's an opening. You realize there's an opening, you take it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's choosing life, right? Instead, because ego would happily, even though it's a holiday and even though
you're probably working at home like most of the rest of the world. The voice is, well, yeah, but, you know, during this half hour, what, you really need to be focused on is what you need to be doing. But you saw an opening, and you jumped, which is
exactly
what life likes us to do.
Exactly. And like the last caller, you know, I do feel a bit of conditioning in terms of, you know, being boastful or just saying, the good things. You know, there is, I do kind of hear those voices, but I just wanted to check in and say, yeah, the universe for me feels very friendly right now. And like Ashwini was saying, you know, even with COVID and, you know, all of the negative things that are coming out,
yeah.
I mean, for me personally,
yeah.
Working at home, spending time with my, like both of us, you know, she's not in school, I'm working from home. My workplace has, you know, they've been very, accommodating. So even, like even for this year-long retreat, you know, they're paying, I submitted a claim for it, they've paid for it. You know, it's just been, so even within, you know, a conditioning view of an unfriendly, you know, pandemic, you know, there's this friendliness of just, you know, me right now, you know, life is treating me and the universe is so friendly to me right now. So I just wanted to
Well, and it reminds me of something that many people forget, and I have known many, 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 many Buddhists who forget this. You know, this awareness practice is based in Buddhism. And what the Buddha taught is it is possible to end suffering in this lifetime. And so for us to acknowledge the goodness and the friendliness and all that's going well, that's taking us more solidly in the direction of, yeah, it is possible to end suffering. Because we all know people for whom enough good can't be happening for them not to be focused on how they are suffering, right? And so for us to realize we're waking up and ending suffering, so we really want to acknowledge and celebrate all of the moments that we're aware of where I'm here, this is good, I'm grateful, I feel happy, I want to say thank you.
Exactly.
Opens
well,
the door
you.
Wider.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you, Sherry. Thank you, Ashwini.
Thanks, Justin. No, I just find the workshop of the moment so fascinating, Sherry, that because it really requires us to be present to the mystery of how can I feel the friendliness of the universe while it's clearly doing something that is unfriendly to other people. And all those
or
kinds
that people,
of
people perceive as unfriendly, right?
Yes, but that yes, and
yeah.
that the ability to contain a conflict like that requires a level of acceptance that is not usually available to us because we go to that conditioned place of, well, I can just focus on the negativity. But if I am present to the goodness that and what else is considered within quotes not good, then I have to contain a contradiction, which is, for the first time, being inclusive of all aspects of life, not just the ones I like or don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That what you're describing is a level of spiritual maturity that we are moving toward.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and being invited to move towards by life, if we look at it that way.
Yeah.
Well, we seem to have time for one more caller. So here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Erin. And I'm new to this program, so doing my best.
Well, Erin, you are making us happy today. We've had a lot. We've had talk about rich. With folks that we haven't heard from for a while, folks who are new that we get to talk with for the first time. This is lovely.
Yeah, which is
Welcome.
One of the reasons why I hit the button, because I was like, oh, okay, all right.
This is your crew, right?
Yeah.
This is your team. All right. Right. What's going on?
Well, I mean, it's my first month in a year-long retreat, so I'm just trying to tell myself, like, I don't know what I'm doing, and that's fine.
Erin, yeah. I say I don't know at least 100 times every day. So it's a wonderful place to live.
And, but here I am, like, working remotely with family in the house and all that, like everyone's dealing with. And, you know, we go up and down. So I had a tussle with somebody yesterday, and I was really thankful to have a opportunity to just, like, change my mind about it today. And, and just be excited about a project that my family member and I are working on tomorrow, even though, like, getting ready for it was stressful. I'm like, I can leave that behind, and we can just think about this fun thing we're doing.
Well, and that's another one of those places of spiritual maturity, right? So ego wants to I'm getting ready to use a bad expression here, but whine and complain about every little thing, right? And and what you get to see in this is a stressful time. Everybody's working hard to be at their best. So if somebody isn't, we can just kind of look the other way and then basically ignore it, forget it. And know that people are also doing that for us. Probably way more often than we will ever know.
That's actually a very good point. I have to keep my mind on that.
Yeah. Our loved ones are tolerant of us, even though the voices in our head would say we're saints and they're devils.
Right. It was funny as we were just saying, like, Ashwini was talking about if you can hold, like, the goodness and the not so goodness in the same moment. I kind of wanted to think about that a little bit. And as I was sitting here, like, listening to the end of the call, I'm watching this hawk fly over me with holding on to what looks like a pine branch. And I'm, like, not sure, is that good for the hawk or not? But I'm still enjoying watching the hawk fly around. I hope it's okay for him.
You know? Well, I bet it's a peace offering. It's the olive branch, isn't that maybe there was no olive branch available, and this is a day when that sort of thing is popular. So, I'm with you. If we're going to guess anything about it, let's guess that it's a good thing.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I'm sure I'll call back many more times.
Oh, well, we will look forward to it. Take good care of yourself.
You too.
Thanks,
Erin. Right.
Oh, bye-bye. Sherry, looks like we could squeeze in another caller, so here we go. Next
really?
Caller,
oh,
you know,
we are lucky.
We're very rich today. Here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Hello?
Hello, Judy from San Francisco.
Well, hello, Judy. What do you see?
Hello. Hello. Friendly cue. I'm practicing cue practice. The cue is friendly. And just
the cue is friendly.
Well,
Sangha is friendly. Life is friendly.
Very. And with beginning, I was practicing with a story about right and wrong and how there's a story about practice.
A story about what, Judy? I couldn't quite hear you.
A story about practice looking a certain way.
Basically, how you perform, is that part of it? How you do it?
Yes. Standards. Should.
Yeah.
Did I do my assignment today? You know, yes, no, that makes me a good or bad person. Those kind of things.
Oh, it's just miserable, isn't it? And I'm projecting after this length of time, you can see pretty quickly and clearly that none of that has anything to do with practice.
Mm-hmm.
right? It's the same thing that happens with fitness and food and work and relationships and money and you name it. It's going to run the same bogus program.
Yeah, and I remember, you know, we talk about it's not personal. It's not personal what it does. It's just whatever will hook us, right?
Yes. Yes, exactly. Whatever we'll believe and feel bad about, that's what the voice is going to use on us.
Because I don't feel bad about, like, taking one shower a day or, you know, brushing my teeth at 8 versus 9. So it doesn't hurt me with that. Like, oh, you didn't brush your teeth
every
time a day.
That's exactly right. Yes. Yeah, and, you know, it goes a long way to explaining other people's behavior, if we want to look at it that way. So why is that person doing that? Well, because that's not something that the voice has hooked them about. It may be something the voice has hooked me about, which is why I'm noticing what they're doing.
Right.
But it might not be an issue for them. Mm-hmm. The voices are not fun, but practice is, huh?
Very friendly.
Yeah. Well, you are slipping off into, can't quite hear you, so maybe that's God's way of telling us.
Okay.
Yeah, you're all of a sudden you became very blippy.
Oh,
you
dear.
Did, but the phone line did. Oh. I'm sure you're fine, but the phone line was blippy.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, thank you so much. See you next time.
Well, that came through. So thank you.
Oh,
and yes, talk to you next time. Thanks, Judy.
Yeah.
Thanks, Judy. Somewhere I was looking at this, Sherry, that as soon as we get that the problem is not outside, we're finally on the right track. I think you said it. I think you keep saying it. If somebody else triggers my conditioning, it's my conditioning that's getting triggered. And
right.
So it's such an opportunity. Yeah, it's such an opportunity for us to look where the issue is. And if we do it in a friendly way, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. We just get to become friends with what we're not friends with. It's a lovely attitude.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And with the friend, you know, I know that my friend is going to help me see where I'm tripping over myself in a kind, gentle, and loving way so that I can stop doing that and be happier.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the things I was looking at in training for the, you know, into a focus of friendliness, how much more in tune with life as it is we are, because it is very friendly and supportive and kind and tough love, yes, but definitely in the realm of being on our side.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Sherry, that brings us to the end of the show. It's Friday, so our practice today is do your daily practice. Come up with a special way to express appreciation for the practitioner. Remember, appreciation is not related to performance. We're practicing unconditional love and acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
A love letter would be wonderful.
This would be a wonderful time for a love letter.
Right. And we're on day 27, so we will begin a new focus tomorrow. So when we get back together on Monday, we'll actually be talking about something other than beginnings.
And we'll have time to read the new focus and record it and listen to it and get a good start.
I can't wait.
All right. I'm pretty excited my own self.
Okay.
Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody.
Go happy.
Go happy.